On the banks of the Mississippi River in Quincy, Illinois, the dock is busy with people loading boats onto the river. Just a few miles north of here in another part of Adams County, the new Flanagan South Pipeline Project has quietly been given the go-ahead to cross the nation's busiest river. Enbridge's 36-inch diameter pipeline will initially carry 600,000 barrels per day of heavy crude oil, primarily from Canada's tar sands region in Alberta. The pipeline will mostly parallel Enbridge's smaller, 60-year-old Spearhead pipeline, stretching nearly 600 miles from just outside Pontiac, Illinois, through Missouri and Kansas to Cushing, Oklahoma. Upon completion, the two pipelines together will transport more barrels per day of heavy Canadian crude than TransCanada's controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Despite some local media coverage, only a few people I spoke to in Quincy knew about the project. Among them was county resident Linda O'Leary, who welcomes the construction.
I think this is probably a good thing, and any jobs that are created are desperately needed here in this area. And I think that a lot of the hype that is going on as far as, you know, bad stuff is smoke and mirrors.
O'Leary's sentiment is reflected in the outpouring of political support the project has received at both the local and state level. Supporters include Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, who pledged to do what he could to expedite state approval. Adams County Board Chairman Les Post says he and his fellow board members unanimously approved the project.
One of the biggest benefits to the county is going to be all the workers and the construction crews that will be not only working in the county, but they'll also be staying here and buying goods and services. So short-term economic benefits is going to be tremendous just from the workers.
But Post admits only a few permanent jobs will ultimately result from the construction, and the project does not sit well with local environmental advocates. Bitumen, as tar sands oil is called, is not conventional crude that can simply be pumped out of the ground. It is so thick, sticky, and full of sand that companies have had to develop complex and expensive extraction techniques to mine it. Henry Robertson of the Great Rivers Environmental Law Center says those techniques are more damaging than those used for traditional oil.
The stuff has to be got out of the ground somehow, and that involves superheating steam and pumping it underground to melt the bitumen. That involves an awful lot of natural gas, so you're using one fossil fuel to get another, and that increases the climate impacts.
According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the heavy crude oil that both the Keystone and Flanagan South pipelines will carry has a 30% higher greenhouse gas footprint than conventional oil. And concerns about the pipeline project go beyond climate change. Kathleen Logan Smith with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment says the pipeline could destroy ecologically important habitats and contaminate waterways and drinking water supplies.
It wouldn't take much to create a real problem. One disaster would be a long-term problem because it's very hard to clean the stuff up.
The coalition wants more details regarding the route of the pipeline, spill response plans, environmental impacts, and threats to endangered species. But Logan Smith says the Corps has refused to release documents requested back in January. So in August, the coalition sued them. And they aren't alone. The Sierra Club and National Wildlife Federation have also filed suit against the Corps over the Enbridge project. The Corps would not comment on pending litigation, but has filed a motion to delay their response till December 1st. But the Missouri Coalition for the Environment's Executive Director, Heather Navarro, believes everyone should be paying more attention to the pipeline now.
You know, everybody's focused on Keystone right now and completely unaware of the fact that this pipeline is actually already being built in places in this state.
Despite similarities between the Enbridge and TransCanada projects, Flanagan South has received far less national opposition than Keystone. This is, in part, because Enbridge is building its 5,000 miles of new and expanded pipelines in segments, most of which are domestic and have less stringent permitting requirements. International pipelines, like Keystone, require public notification, a comprehensive environmental impact assessment, and State Department approval. But domestic pipelines, like Flanagan South, only require permits issued through the Army Corps of Engineers. These permits are intended for utility projects that won't harm the environment. As a result, they do not require an environmental impact assessment or public notification. And as the Army Corps' Lucius Dirksen says, the Corps' oversight does not extend to any impacts that occur beyond the initial construction process.
You know, our statutory authority is basically only for the discharge of dredge or fill material, which on utility line pipeline projects, that's in the construction phase. So, yeah, it's not long-term.
This worries Adams County resident Chuck O'Leary, who is more apprehensive about potential spills than his wife, Linda.
I'd be concerned about the water quality. I'm a water plant operator, and I know Quincy gets its water from the Mississippi, and we get our water where I work from the bottoms, which is really basically from the river as well, even though it's pumped out of the ground.
Enbridge has faced spills before. In 2010, a pipeline ruptured in Marshall, Michigan, polluting nearly 40 miles of the Kalamazoo River in the biggest inland oil spill on U.S. soil. The 80-inch rupture gushed oil for more than 17 hours before a local utility worker discovered the spill and notified Enbridge. Over $1 billion in 3 years of cleanup later, about 150 families have been permanently relocated, and sections of the Kalamazoo River are still being closed for dredging. Enbridge spokesperson Kevin O'Connor says the company has been making changes to prevent further spills.
It certainly is inexcusable. It's something that shouldn't have happened. But since that time, we have made many adjustments to our procedures, our processes. We have a brand new control center in Edmonton. There's an entire new process that we use as a result of what occurred at Marshall, because we certainly don't want that to ever happen again.
But according to federal regulatory agencies and Enbridge's own annual report, pipeline spills are inevitable. Hundreds happen in the U.S. each year. Construction on the Flanagan South Pipeline began in mid-August, and it's expected to be in operation by next summer. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Sarah Feld-Hanlon.